If your child gets a sore throat, it's not usually reason for significant concern, I don't think, as a parent. But for thousands of Indigenous Australians, something just as common as a sore throat can actually lead to heart failure, is leading to heart failure, permanent disability, and even death. That's because Indigenous children in some of our more remote communities are at higher risk of developing acute rheumatic fever, have trouble saying that, from strep infections, from what we call a strep throat, and that potentially develops into rheumatic heart disease. A documentary screening in Melbourne tonight aims to shine a light on this condition. It actually affects more than 30 million people around the world, but it particularly affects thousands of young Indigenous Australians.
Well, my uncle, he died from rheumatic heart disease, and my other uncle died from it too, and my mum, and my cousin sister. Sometimes I think about it, having a stroke. I don't want to take a stroke because I'm too young to die.
That's Carlissa, one of the young Indigenous Australians featured in this award-winning film Take Heart, The Quest to Rid Australasia of Rheumatic Heart Disease. Director Mike Hill and Darwin-based paediatric cardiologist Dr. Beau Remenyi join us from Melbourne now. Good morning, Mike and Beau. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Fran. Good morning.
Beau Remenyi, if I can start with you, Australia has the highest recorded rates of rheumatic heart disease in the world, and yet it's often described as an invisible disease, and I must say this was a complete eye-opener to me, this doco and the news of this. Can you tell everyone listening what is RHD or rheumatic heart disease?
So rheumatic heart disease is a very serious illness. It starts during childhood. And perhaps the most important thing to know that it is completely 100% preventable. So the illness starts from a strep infection, a common sore throat. And it triggers a really fascinating autoimmune reaction that occurs about a week or 2 weeks following the sore throats. And the body's white cells get confused between the strep germ and the cardiac valves inside the heart. So whilst the antibodies, the body develops the antibodies to fight the strep infection, actually what happens is the cardiac valves in the body are caught in crossfire. So it is the autoimmune reaction that causes the heart damage. Mm.
So from strep throat to heart damage, if left untreated, what's the sort of time frame of that?
Within about 4 years of the onset of acute rheumatic fever, majority of individuals, and we're talking about young children here, develop clinical heart failure. That is swelling of the body, not being able to walk around, being short of breath, and being at risk, at real significant risk of dying.
And we are talking of kids as young as 8, aren't we?
That's exactly right. The most common age group is the 5 to 15 years of age. So we're talking about a very serious illness that affects our children in Australia.
Mike, I'll come to you in a moment, but just to stay with Beau for a moment, because there's a really powerful moment in the doco. You're based in Darwin. The father of one of your very young patients says, "Why does this only affect us in the top end?" Which is a pretty good question when you watch the doco. It does seem it affects mostly young Indigenous Australians in remote communities. Why is that? Is it simply lack of health resources, or what else is it?
Rheumatic fever and rheumatic heart disease is a disease of the socially disadvantaged populations. So in reality, why are we seeing such a high rate or burden of rheumatic heart disease in these communities is because of factors such as lack of access to healthcare, poor housing environment, poor education, and when you're talking about living circumstances, for example, it would be very, very common to have a two-bedroom household with 5, 10, or even 15 people living in those very small houses. And when children are huddled together in closed environments, then it's very easy to transmit the strep germ. So it's a housing as well as understanding of hygiene principles. So it's a combination of education, healthcare, and so on.
So it's a social disease. It's not genetic. And yet at one point, I think it's Carlissa who says, my uncle, he died from rheumatic heart disease. My other uncle died from it too. And my mum and my cousin's sister, the one took me to Melbourne. I think it runs through the family. Well, she's right.
Well, it does appear to run through the families for a number of reasons, because if you're talking about a single household, or let's say a two-bedroom household where there's 15 people, if the strep germ is in that house, then it's very likely to be transmitted to the uncle, to the cousin, to the mother. So these families are literally sharing the same streptococcus right. and spreading it from one person to another.
Mike Hill, you are the director of this documentary, and I understand that before you took this on, you didn't really know much about rheumatic heart disease. What decided you to embark on this, and then how did you pick which stories to tell?
Look, I was like you, Fran. I knew nothing about rheumatic heart disease, and now I realise that I think we all need to know about rheumatic heart disease, because this is really a national disgrace that we have this preventable disease right here with us in Australia, amongst the highest rates in the First People here. So why is that going on? That's what we explore in the film, and we decided to cover the stories of four children and their families who are at different stages in the disease, and we followed those stories for 3 years, as well as the work that Bo's been doing throughout the Top End.
You met with communities, teachers and parents. You follow them, as you say, for 3 years. You're in their communities, which are remote communities by and large. You're in the operating theatre. Tell me about the sort of journey with these families and the kids themselves, because it is heartbreaking seeing those little children. They've got scars right down the centre of their bodies, and they're only 10.
Yeah, that's right. So the experience was a real eye-opener for us as well as filmmakers. What we got time and time again was families telling us, we want more information about this in a way that we can understand. And that's why we use film to really communicate the stories of people living with the disease, to carry some of those key health messages. And it's a gripping journey. It's narrated by Stan Grant, who's done a beautiful job. And we learn that this is something that we all really need to know about. It's very simple to prevent, but if it's not treated early, it develops into the scenarios you're talking about. Multiple open heart surgeries, young people needing to stay on daily warfarin medications to stop themselves from getting strokes. This is very, very serious.
And Bo, just on that, what is the sort of the fatality rates from RHD, given the mechanisms you put in to save kids' lives, which are sort of little valves, mechanical valves? There's problems with those, as Mike just told us, has to be daily medical regime. It's difficult to keep this up in remote community life, probably, I would imagine.
Yes, it is. It's a devastating illness that leads to very significant morbidity, which is stroke, heart failure, and mortality. And if you look at rheumatic heart disease, it's a single disease that differentiates Indigenous Australians from non-Indigenous Australians. So it's a single disease where the rates are just so much higher than a non-Indigenous counterparts.
It's a really powerful and important film, I think. I mean, this is a completely preventable disease, and I think that's the key message out of this. And it's so often with Indigenous Australians, if you think about diabetes, kidney failure, if you think about cataracts, preventable. Here is another one that kills children. Mike Hill, Bo Remini, thank you very much for drawing it to our attention.
Thank you.
Mike Hill is the director of the award-winning documentary Take Heart, The Quest to Rid Australasia of Rheumatic Heart Disease. And Dr. Bo Remini is a Darwin-based paediatric cardiologist. And this movie premieres tonight in Melbourne in the lead-up to the National Close the Gap Day on the 17th of March.